Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, April 9th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
the food that you put on the table, you will not be able to afford it, the way diesel is escalating.
Major disruption on the roads expected due to protests, and oil prices are starting to rise again. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, today marks the third day of demonstrations against what protesters say is government inaction on the fuel crisis. Truckers and farmers blocked access to ports across the country overnight and plan to take convoys to the cities once again. Organisers say they'll set off from various locations, including Limerick, Sligo, Portumna, Portlaoise, Cork, Waterford and Tullamore from 7am, with more traffic disruption expected on motorways and in towns and cities. This man slept on O'Connell Street in Dublin last night and says the public are behind the protest.
Oh yeah, everyone's very helpful. Yeah, there's people coming with sandwiches and the bus drivers are all saying well done, they give us sandwiches, and everyone's very, very... There's the odd person, but I didn't see five in the last 2 days. Everyone else is very supportive.
The price of oil rose again overnight as concern mounts over whether Iran will fully reopen the Strait of Hormuz in line with the US ceasefire deal. There are reports Tehran is not letting ships pass through the shipping channel after Israel launched a wave of strikes on Lebanon. Meanwhile, in a Truth Social post, Donald Trump has warned that the US will restart its assault if any part of the agreement is breached. US Vice President J.D. Vance has denied Iranian reports claiming the vital shipping route has been closed again.
We've already seen an increase in traffic today. Hopefully we'll see an increase in traffic tomorrow. The deal is a ceasefire, a negotiation. That's what we give. And what they give is the straits are going to be reopened. If we don't see that happening, the president is not going to abide by our terms if the Iranians are not abiding by their terms.
Lebanon's Civil Defense Service claims more than 250 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes, including on central Beirut. Benjamin Netanyahu has promised to continue strikes on Iran-backed Hezbollah targets, warning this is not the end of the war. Zaidan Al-Zain lives in Beirut and says the residential area was hit without warning.
I started yelling if someone is injured, if someone needs help. I didn't find anyone. There's lots of rubble. Our apartment that's targeted is at this first floor. I went back to the house, I bought the fire extinguisher and I came back here. When I went up, I saw two injured people.
The Minister for Justice will meet families of those killed in the Krisla disaster this afternoon. The relatives of the victims of the explosion, which took place on the 7th of October 2022, are seeking answers from Jim O'Callaghan on a number of questions. 10 people were killed that day, with campaigners pushing for a public inquiry into the incident. Earlier this year, the minister said the Garda investigation into the tragedy must be finalised before any public inquiry could take place. Asking price inflation in the housing market has softened to its lowest rate in over 2 years. A new report from myhome.ie found the rate currently stands at 4.7% nationwide, with the average home now costing €385,000. It's the fifth quarter in a row to record a decrease, while the number of properties for sale on myhome.ie rose by 9% to almost 12,000. Author of the report, Conal McQuilla, says the market is balancing out after hitting previous highs.
We are beginning to see softer price increases. Clearly a very difficult market for people, but rather than the kind of high single digit levels of house price inflation we saw in 2024 and 2025, we now look like we're settling down towards what we think would probably be a 4% increase through 2026. The market seems to be settling down, having been very frothy indeed last year.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to a serious crash in County Longford to come forward. Two men had to be airlifted to hospital following the incident in Derry Lock. News Talk's Aidan Delaney has more.
Gardaí and emergency services attended the single vehicle collision on the R392 at around 6:45 yesterday evening. One man in his 30s was airlifted to the Mater Hospital in Dublin for treatment of serious injuries. The second man, also in his 30s, was airlifted to the Midlands Hospital Tullamore, also with serious injuries. The road was closed for a technical exam last night and diversions were put in place. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who was travelling in the area and has dashcam footage to come forward. Anyone with any information is asked to contact Longford Garda Station, the Garda Confidential Line or any Garda Station.
The crew of Artemis 2 are currently speeding back from the moon and are expected to splash down in the Pacific Ocean tomorrow. While on the NASA mission, the four astronauts captured images of the far side of the moon, never before seen by humans. Pilot Victor Glover has been reflecting on the experience.
All the good stuff is coming back with us. There's so many more pictures, so many more stories. And gosh, I haven't even begun to process what we've been through. We've still got two more days.
A drug dealer who sold Matthew Perry the ketamine that killed him in 2023 has been jailed for 15 years. 42-year-old Jasveen Sanga, known as the Ketamine Queen, is the third person to be sentenced over the death of the actor, best known for playing Chandler in Friends. Defence lawyer Mark Garagos spoke outside court.
The argument is there's no way that Jasveen is five times more culpable than the person who injected Matthew Perry with the drug or the doctor who got the drug. To me, it's absurd.
And in sport, in golf, Rory McIlroy starts the defence of his title at the Masters this afternoon when the golf major gets underway at Augusta. He's going out with US amateur champion Mason Howell and last month's Players' Championship winner Cameron Young. And Rory McIlroy says he's feeling relaxed.
It's been a good 3 weeks at home, you know, getting ready and, you know, physically and mentally and just trying to prepare for everything that this week is going to sort of throw at me. And, you know, I know that I can do it now. So, you know, that should make it a little easier for me to go out and play the golf that I want to play.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.